Now to a more venerable publication, the British journal Lancet is one of the world's leading medical journals. Its New Year's editorial goes back into the archives for a look at the challenges physicians faced exactly a century ago. The Lancet's executive editor is Dr. Bill Summerskill. Among the concerns he found in the New Year's edition from 100 years ago, cancer, tuberculosis, and health care for those who couldn't afford it.
As I looked at the 1911 issue, I was struck. Whereas I had expected to find something that seemed very aged, I actually found an editorial and an entire issue that would have been quite familiar to our readers now, both in terms of its tone and its content. The background situation, in 1910, England was going through a difficult time. There was a lot of political uncertainty and a time of economic depression. So there were great concerns amongst those who cared for people, what was going to happen to less advantaged people as situations worsened. So that started out by ringing a real bell with me, because those are topics that we worry about today.
There's another issue that shows up in the journal itself, and it's a concern that is still with us, and that is the correspondent from New York reporting on a crackdown on trade in rotten eggs. So food safety was on their mind.
Yeah, this is another example of things that just don't seem to go away. In New York, rotten eggs were being used to bake cakes, and it was very hard to detect, once they'd been used in baking, whether the constituents were healthy or not. So New York City was mounting this big crackdown to get rid of rotten eggs. And I think you cannot help but read that and rejoice at the recent passage through Congress of the new food safety legislation.
Was there one thing in this editorial or this issue that brought into stark relief for you how far we've come?
There are a few things. In general, the big change is that while this was a delightful read with very eloquent prose, the articles were not scientific to the extent that one would expect today. And so scientific publishing has moved on. We have peer review. We have reporting standards. And I think as a specific example was in 1909, I believe, Paul Ehrlich had introduced Salvarsan, which was the first specific treatment for syphilis. And this marked the dawn of the antimicrobial era. So we see a number of pieces in here about the remarkable treatment effects of Salvarsan on syphilis. And it's great to see, but it does seem archaic. And it gives one a glimmer of hope that perhaps when someone is reading The Lancet in 2111, they might look back, see a reference to HIV, and just pause and think, you know, I didn't realize that there was a time when we regarded HIV as such an incurable problem.
Dr. Summerskill, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Renee.
Bill Summerskill is the executive editor of the medical journal The Lancet. He joined us from the journal's office in London.